This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, May 12th, 2022. Sarah Vinny, Bryn, and I guess Alex? Is Nikki not going to join us for this?
Or she's going to join us. I'll go over there and sit in that room.
Okay. However you want to handle it, it's fine. Hi. Thanks for listening. It's a delight to have you here. We get, I don't always look at all the responses. I have, yes, Brittany, your hand is up. Vinny is your name. Your hand is up.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
When you masturbate, do you imagine a cock? Like, are you looking at a cock or do you imagine one? Or are they not even part of the picture?
No, I could imagine that. Usually I imagine.
I know you can, but what do you usually imagine?
Yeah, I don't, it doesn't really take long enough for me to have to do a lot of imagining.
It doesn't take long enough?
Mm-mm. Like, if I don't hold it off, it could be done in 10 seconds.
Let me ask.
I'm not kidding.
So it's simply the touch on your clitoris is enough.
Yes.
Like, the focused attention on there is enough that it within 10 seconds, you've had a full...
Sometimes if
I'm
like...
Hold on.
Yes.
Is there a difference between a 10-second orgasm... and a 3-minute orgasm? There's no improved intensity?
No.
Are you kidding me? It's the same.
It's basically the same. If I'm really horny and I want it to last for a while, like I want to think some dirty thoughts, and then I can stretch it out for a bit. And
how long's a bit?
Not long. Not very long.
A whole another minute, two.
Well, if it's going like that, then I do things that don't involve touching the magic button. That's all. You just, like, you can just enjoy the other feelings.
But what you're saying is that the focused attention there ends
boom,
it.
It will end it because I know exactly how I like it. I know
but you don't need.
It. I don't. There's nobody jostling
there's
me around.
There's no thought process.
Thinking about anybody else.
There's no. Oh, I'm looking at that one cock that always looks
not.
So good to me.
That may work for some chicks. I really shouldn't generalize and say that I'm like
I'm actually asking this not because I'm trying to dig into your specific personal history, but I think anyone would benefit from hearing this. And I kind of, it surprises me because for guys, at least for me, I want to look at pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look between
visual.
A woman's legs mm-hmm. every time. And that can be, I can just look at the one picture or I could look at 10. I can look add a video to the mix or whatever, but it's never 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Ever.
No.
Yeah. Same.
And I can drag it out. Like
John
I
says
can,
it takes a lot longer when he's by himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No matter if he's watching porn or just,
right.
you know.
And I can bring myself to the line, stop, relax for a second, maybe still looking at a picture, but take my hand away from, you know. The.
Sure, yeah.
And if I do that enough times, it will increase the...
Intensity
of the finish. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, by a lot, actually. Yeah. I don't have time all the time to be all... Let's
if I get that close to the edge, it will happen whether I stop doing it or not, and then it will actually diminish how. So if I feel it coming, then it's
you want to ride that to the
coming,
finish.
I feel
okay.
it coming, babe. Yeah, I have to because I have to back way off, and it has to be long before it's begun. It takes a long time. It's a long ass thing, you know.
I mean, everybody knows what they like, right?
Yes.
So I'm not trying to. And that's great. The 10 seconds. That's I guess that's great.
It's not great.
You know, we have a toy box, right, at the
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
Which is really just her nightstand. But there was, I spent a lot of money on that womanizer, the one that...
my womanizer.
Everyone
my womanizer.
Says is the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. The suction thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried it, and she didn't like it. She's like, eh, put this away.
Let's go to Old Faithful. Away.
So then I pulled it out up again, you know, like, tried it again. She doesn't, eh, I don't want that. We got one that works. Recently, yes. I mean, not the other day, but recently enough, I charged the thing back up, and I was like, we are going to make this fucking thing work. Like, she's just missing it. She doesn't, she's not trying hard
enough. Blow
her
mind.
Yeah, this is going to be the best. Everybody says it's the best. And I, you know, I had that out. She goes, what's that out for? I go, because we're going to, you know, I don't feel like we've given this a fair enough, you know, shake. And she goes, I think we have.
He's all, I spent good money on this toy.
Stop trying to make it work is basically what I got from her. Like, no. She goes, I like
work.
The one we have. And I go, yeah, we have that one too, though. Why would you want, like, both? Like, I mean, I don't get it.
No. Variety, come on.
I don't need that.
Yeah, doesn't want it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just...
I would just go with what works. I actually have, like, two or three go-tos and a toy box full of stuff that I can give a shit about.
It's such a guy thought process, I guess, to be thinking
mix it
that
up.
If I had a vagina, I would try all the stuff. I would want to... Yeah. Why wouldn't I try to make that thing work?
Right.
But she's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Throw it in, put the vibrator where it goes, fuck me till you're done.
Have her read the reviews, maybe.
Well, she doesn't. So why are we trying to force it?
It was a $150 vibrator.
Sell
she
it
might
on Etsy.
Experience something that she never,
you
know, felt before.
Give like, it a chance.
God, what a.
She likes what she's already experiencing. She doesn't see the need for any change.
Anyway,
I'm
back
glad
to the point.
Glad
which
when
is,
it happens. All right, that
she's
works. Still,
also one that you know knows what she likes and knows what works and
boom.
Doesn't want to mess around.
You should ask her how fast she can make it happen. If she's alone, like how fast? Oh, text her, yeah.
I would, except there's this field trip today, and I don't know if they're in the car yet or not, but those things pop up on that screen.
Yeah.
And I don't, as it is, there's...
That's you are a thoughtful person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One time when I worked in St. Louis...
This is really great.
Here we go.
One time?
We had these little... we had like a talk back kind of situation, but it went to like a walkie talkie on the engineer's belt. Like if you're having trouble in the thing, you would be like, hey, I need you in the studio.
Oh,
you know,
the good
blah, blah,
old
blah.
Days when engineers responded to it with when they didn't go, write up a ticket, send it to corporate and corporate will send that back to your building in the, okay, never mind.
So it can get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
Right, exactly. So,
and then Tim can somehow.
maybe it was like a pager style thing. Anyway, it was something that you pressed the thing, you said your message into it, and then the message got. I think it was like a walkie-talkie though, because if you wear it on his belt, and it would
chirp.
I should
it wouldn't
put that
just
on the
chirp.
List.
It would come. The message
we have a
would
list for
play.
Our engineers,
oh, cool.
You know? We should put that on the list.
Yeah.
You don't
we
want.
Have a button
you
so
actually
we can
don't want this because Why? One time. There was something going wrong in the studio, and I, like, you know, I can't even think of the guy's name. I think it was David or Bill or something.
It doesn't matter. David, got it.
I'm like, Bill, this fucking thing is screwed up again, and I can't, you know, we've worked on it, and I just can't get this thing the fuck out of here, blah, blah, blah. Like, 20 F-bombs in this message I'm sending him that he received at full volume as he was giving a tour of... the Fox channel that it was in the same building.
It's awesome.
To a bunch of children.
Oh, rad.
And
yes.
It was.
We love it.
The school tours.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for you.
That's not good. He was so, so mad at me.
Well, he should learn to turn down the volume on his walkie-talkie when he's with the children.
Well, he doesn't expect for some bitch to be yelling fuck this and fuck that and fuck everything.
I'm sure he does expect it. He worked with you, right?
Please.
He worked with
you're
Sarah.
Not new here.
Yeah, but probably in the past when I used it, I wasn't so mad. Something was fucked up. I think it was like a, remember old reel-to-reels, good old reel-to-reels?
Yes, I do remember
an
that.
An actual physical tape that you had to use a razor blade and a little chalk stick.
Yeah, I was good at that
whack
in college.
Stick. Yeah, me too. It was fun. I actually really liked that.
Mm-hmm. They're like, here, you're going to learn how the old school people did it. I'm like, why the fuck would I do that?
I didn't learn that.
It's all right here on the
I like doing
screen
it,
here.
But I also was all, we have to go live. I'm turning the delay on. We're doing this live.
Mm.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what kind of pro am I if I have to cut out everybody's stuff? I want to do this live.
But in the, you would have actually liked it. It was so fun to be creative, like in a production studio. I was the production director for the station in Florida, and I got to. That was where I learned everything about. You'd take one, you bounce it from one to the other, and then you'd cut it all.
No,
up
I can appreciate like an,
you,
it.
You,
but,
you would actually. I can picture you being really good at it.
But also, you think I'd like it more than I like my programs here?
No,
no.
Right. Oh no, it's in retrospect. What a clunky system that was.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that, for me, this is what we're talking about are these reels that you'd record callers on or whatever.
Anything you were recording, right?
Right. One of the things that I'd do is I'm taking phone calls and I'd go, oh, this call's good, but now I got to edit it and I'm watching the song come down and I'm going, and I make the cut and I get the cuss word out or whatever and I get them back together and now I got to find the, fuck, where's the fucking tape? there's this little thin tape that you gotta...
It was exactly the size of the tape you had just
cut.
It's
like a quarter inch, right?
Yep,
yes.
Quarter
inch. You gotta get... And that's the part. You gotta get that tape down right.
Once have anything hanging over either edge because it'll catch on the head.
The whole cut and thing was kind of the... It wasn't... That was... There was some artistry there, but it wasn't hard. Especially in crunch time, you can kind of just go like... You give your space and you know, like you do now with the computer. Mm-hmm. You give a breath so it sounds like a normal beat instead of some shitty edit that some guy did.
Yeah.
But then that tape part, oh God. You're, okay. Play! Oh God! Right?
It was so much easier to not do that.
Such a grind.
There was like an anxiety too, because it's true. You're constantly watching how much time you had left to put this thing together before you wanted to use it right now on the air to go into the song you've got queued up.
Right. That's the magic of live radio, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we still have that.
We do. We're live. Live and local.
Not everybody is.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, shit! Fuck, man!
Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack you, but go on. What were you about to start with?
I was going to say that I don't usually go into the response. Like once or twice a week, I'll look because we have a whole, everything's all separated out. There's the new problems that the people have, and then there's responses. But when you mentioned that we hadn't had a lot of response to yesterday's prenup thing, I went, I should look at the responses. We have a couple for the lady who's married, who has decided she's bisexual and wants to come out.
Oh, all please, right. Let's hear this.
So here are a couple of things. And I really did think about that one afterward.
I did too.
And I thought, you know, why do we all have to be yelling from the rooftops about our sexuality?
Recap it if you can.
Lady's happily married. I think she has been for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. She's realized over time that the attraction she has for girls, that she feels that she's bisexual. And now she wants to come out as bisexual, but she thinks her husband will be bummed. And I sort of agreed, like, that'll be a lot of questions and why bother? But then I also thought, well, it's not easy to come out for a lot of people who aren't happily married and who are. And I think any ally is maybe a good thing. So maybe she owes it to the people to make it till the point where when people start coming out, everyone goes, who cares?
Well,
isn't that what we want eventually?
I would say, in response to that, and I'm not offended or not, I'm not, but just for conversation's sake, I would say I am an ally. And
yeah.
I'm not gay, but I absolutely have always felt comfortable around gay. Like, I don't,
sure.
There's that has nothing to do with me. Like, I absolutely support their rights. In fact, we're coming up on Pride Month in a minute now, and I'm glad it exists. And
so, what do you think about?
I just don't think that you need to be bisexual to be an ally is all I'm
taking
issue with.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm just saying that she's saying, look, here I am. I'm a married woman, but I'm also bisexual, and I'm just throwing my voice in there.
Okay. Well, that's, so what do people have to say? I'm curious because.
Okay. I'm going to read these. I just saw the response to bisexual bad advice. Hey, everyone. Love you so much. Listening since 97. I'm so stoked you're going to continue for another 5 years and hopefully much longer. We'll see. I'm writing about the bisexual woman who asked for bad advice whether or not to come out as bisexual, even though she's happily married. It sounds like she's excited to embrace being who she is. And that's a great thing. If she feels ready to come out and she wants to, I say go for it. Celebrate who you are. Tell the people you want to tell. Maybe go to a pride parade. It was scary for me to come out, but it was so freeing. and the best thing I've ever chosen to do for myself. There might be bumps along the road. Telling your husband and family and friends might come with some questions on their part. Your husband might feel insecure and wonder if this means you aren't into him anymore or if you're interested in having experiences with women. You said you love him and you want to be married to him and that this has nothing to do with how much you're into him. Lots of bisexual women are married to men, and a lot of men are very accepting and love their bisexual wives. If he has a negative reaction, give it time and more conversation and maybe consider couples counseling if it presents a real challenge. Your friends and family may be surprised to hear that you're bi because you said you haven't dated or slept with women, only men. You are no less bisexual because you haven't had experiences with women. You know yourself best. Some of my best friends are bisexual women that are married to men, and it's working out great for them. I know Sarah and Vinny are worried that by coming out, you'll be rocking the boat for no reason, but coming out for your own sake, your own happiness, is important. When I came out, it was very messy and complicated, and my family still hasn't come around, and it's been years. But it brought me a tremendous sense of joy to come out and finally be my full self after years of keeping it secret. I hope you get to experience some joy, peace, and freedom as well, and I wish you the best of luck. Don't say my name.
I wonder if this person is... I don't know if it's a male or female.
Right, we don't. I don't know anything about that person.
You don't know
if they
ended up married to the same sex or not, right? Like,
oh, you mean the person who just wrote that response? Mm-hmm. They don't even say if they're married,
right?
But and they don't say if they're bi or if they're gay or if they're lesbian. They don't say.
Yeah, that sounds. From what I'm gathering, it sounds like someone who's more definitively gay or lesbian, mm-hmm. as opposed to bi. But I don't know. I still think that I think even in your own head, wouldn't you feel like now that I've come out, it's sort of like making a meal and not eating it.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You're saying,
well, you've set the table, you've put it all out there, and now you're like,
and life goes on.
But I'm going back to this dude when what I really have a feeling for is what would that be like? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that would... We just talked about something at the beginning of this show about masturbation and how it is for... And it's so different for guys and girls. Clearly, the idea that you can do that in under 10 seconds and a visual of a cock is unnecessary.
I might think about it. I might picture
you
one.
You might.
Yeah. I have a few go-to
images.
Is there
any might when it comes to masturbating
for
about
me?
Having a video or a picture
no,
of it? Yeah, there's no
there's
might.
No.
It had you. I'm looking at vaginas and asses and tits and
right.
and all
what
of
What did they
legs.
Do in the olden days?
Rape well, chicks? I don't know. I mean,
no,
I think they were. You
people
know,
have been masturbating since the dawn of time. There
were
always
probably,
printed pictures.
They weren't as spoiled as we are. I think that's what it is. Like, I know that before this day and age, I was able to masturbate to photos. But now that videos are there, I can't. I'm like, I have access to this.
You're
fucking,
saying
the titties bouncing.
The water has found its own
still
level.
Image. Yeah, it's
the
just.
The stone men would just draw
you
pictures
know,
of titties and, you know, well, that's
yeah,
the cave
yeah,
paintings.
Yeah, that's
in
actually
the, walls.
The point. Is that we are, the input is too much now. We have too much. So we're used to certain things.
Right.
I guess
if the electricity should go off, you guys are fucked.
There wasn't even regular TV then. So we're talking about olden days. You're thinking about someone who probably has a much more active imagination.
Right.
You know, useful imagination.
Porno has
say.
Always led the way into
right.
to the printing press. I mean, people were drawing naked people, no doubt, so that other people could masturbate to them. The earliest photographs, there is some. There's some 100 plus, you know, 200 year old porn when it was like what mid 1800s, mid mm-hmm. to late 1800s is when when photos started being able to be taken. There's
yeah.
some old porn.
Well, sure,
because dudes were like, you know what we can do with this? Yeah, find the oldest known naked lady shot.
Well, I mean, think about.
I want to see that.
Think about the people that just used to make statues or,
sure.
or
yeah,
paintings.
Michelangelo did the David sculpture, right?
Sure.
Which is supposed to be like the pinnacle of human beauty and whatever.
Okay.
And I think he's gay, right? Michelangelo was gay, and there he is carving a penis. I'm sure he was carving with one hand and.
Oh, and jacking himself with the other? Wow.
But sure, art is sexual.
That seems
can
dangerous.
Be. What?
It seems dangerous. To,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it does.
You know,
sure. Actually.
What if he slips and then cuts his dick
oh,
off?
Oh, what if
accident?
His dick came off?
Yeah.
That is
1839.
Naked ladies.
When was the camera invented?
All right.
That would be interesting to know. Like, how long did it take them to get? Is this? They say the earliest. It's two women, and they look like they're 19th century bitches.
The camera was invented in 1816.
1816, and by 1839, we had ladies with full bush, by the way.
This is only the first one that popped up, so there might be some that...
That is big bush right there.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can barely hear Nikki. Why can't I hear Nikki, too?
I don't know. She's pretty hot. Up here. I'll turn her daughter.
Thanks, Bryn.
There we go.
You're welcome.
You're super hot, Nikki. Yeah, it's clearly in black and white, and it's, but man, those chicks.
Good rigs.
Yeah, really solid rigs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, life was harder then, you know, people were in shape.
Well, they didn't have like all those fatty foods we have, like McDonald's.
They sure didn't.
No ice cream sandwiches there.
No.
No Taco Bell.
Bush. Is that all bush or is that shadow? I mean, it's got to be some shadow involved. Is that
the girl on the right, you mean?
Hold on.
I think that's some shadow. I think she's got a little bit more of a tummy than the other one does.
Yeah, she's got a little bit more of a tummy.
So there's a lot of shadow, but she's got some bush.
Yeah.
She's got some curves.
She does.
I like the bush. I will actually seek out photos of hairy pussy and then look at them.
Yeah, you've said you like that.
I don't dislike shaved ones.
Man, those chicks look like hardcore pioneer women. Yep. Like they're rough. Like they're hot
by
bodies,
the way,
but the worst faces.
No smiles.
Zero smiling. There was no smiling.
Face.
Yeah, there was no smiling in photos for years.
They had fucked up teeth.
Also, life was hard. Yeah. What is there to smile about? They thought they looked silly and frivolous if they smiled in photos.
Oh, they're not wrong.
Yeah. Imagine that. Like, we're so used to all those old, you know, photos from the 19th century. It's like some dude with a musket and a woman and a cow and a very serious look on his face, you know?
I missed the cow. I didn't see those.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
seems weird.
There must have been.
That's all.
You know,
do we go to the cow or do we get the cow in here with us?
Maybe
what
the cow's
do?
Just in the background. I don't know if they're posing with the cow. You know, I'm just trying to think old timey stuff that people would have. I don't know, a cotton mill.
Read another one. You said you had some responses.
So I have one more that I want to do. Long-time listener here, just responding to your listener who was asking about whether or not she should come out as bisexual to her partner. It was completely disheartening to hear you guys talk about and contribute to the bi erasure of our community. It's extremely hard to be taken seriously as a bisexual individual. We are outcast by both the straight community and the gay community. We are considered sexual playthings if we're bisexual women, and just gay if you're a bisexual man. No. We are bisexual. We like men and women, and just because we're bi does not mean we're prone to cheating. Just because she wants to come out to her partner does not mean she wants to cheat on him with a woman. This is another extremely rude insinuation we receive in the bi community on a constant basis. Also, it's not our fault if our partner is so insecure they think their partner is now more willing to cheat on them because we let them know we're bi. It's their problem, and they should work on themselves. If she wants to come out, she should. All we want is to feel a sense of community with others who also feel like us. Quit trying to keep us in the closet. If we want to see the damn sunshine and let us step out and bust our majestical unicorn asses outside, lol. Anyway, I could go on and on about just how wrong this all was, but I'll try to keep it as short as possible. Other than that, love you guys and wish you all the best.
Where's this bi community that she's talking about?
Well, apparently
we
they've been erased.
Meant. We had to like look it up. So like
bi erasure.
The bi erasure.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like we weren't trying to be disheartening. And
no, absolutely not. But you know what?
Viewpoint.
This person does make a really
they do though
a solid point. It is tough. A girl is a plaything if she's bi. Oh, I'll play with either. Very titillating. A dude is gay.
I think that's what we said
bi.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Well, we didn't say it the way this lady liked it. So
yeah.
Well, look, I. The way I looked at that, and she's not wrong. I'm not trying to debate her. She's not wrong.
It's a really good.
That's fine. And you know,
we're still learning.
I hardly hear anyone refer to the bi community, so that's kind of an interesting and a new sort of turn of phrase because I don't.
Well, right, but it is a community. There are a certain number of people who are fully bi. The guy will date dudes, but he would also date girls if they weren't like, oh, but you're gay.
No, I lived with a dude who was absolutely bi. There's no question.
Right.
Oh,
no, I don't think that there aren't bi people.
But this guy had the op. He wasn't married. He got to do whatever he wanted, and he did.
And he did it.
Anyway, I was looking at it from the husband's standpoint as she's talking about coming out, and I was just trying to think that it, you know, she's saying my marriage is great, this is all good, blah blah blah. But, and I'm trying to look at it from what kind of things might she expect, and everything you're mentioning may be true, but it's also entirely possible that that guy will go, yeah, but what does this mean for us now?
Yeah.
And you say, well, that's his problem.
Right.
Actually, it becomes her problem if he starts to get super bummed about the marriage now.
But she's not wrong that she was always bi. It's the same person. You're married to the same person.
I understand. I'm just trying to say that if this is important to you and you need to come out, that's okay. You should do that.
Yep.
But you also need to understand that
you might not have
the reaction may not be as rational or as hopeful as you'd like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I fear. And maybe you shouldn't fear that. And maybe a divorce should happen. Maybe you should get to go experience your full spectrum.
Or maybe he'll be totally understanding and come to grips with it quickly, and you guys will be able to talk openly about it and have a fruitful conversation, and that'll be the end.
I don't have,
you'll,
like,
be out and proud.
I think I said this when we talked about it. I don't have a, this is what I don't like about marriage, is the idea that if she decides she's gay or bi or whatever, I would want her to go be happy and go do her thing and mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I have to stick around over on the sidelines.
But if she said, yeah, I'm bi, but I'm actually in love with you, nothing has changed. I'm not saying that I'm trying to go get with a girl just because I've decided, you know, I've realized that I'm bi.
I don't know. I can't say for sure it hasn't happened, but I do think that would chip away at me. I do think it would feel weird to me. Like, why are we talking about it then?
Well, maybe, wouldn't you rather know, though, if someone was feeling that way and you're their husband and their closest person, wouldn't you want to know that about them and be a place where they could safely talk about it?
Let's put it on the other, let's put the shoe on the other. John has now come out to you as bi.
We would have many conversations. It certainly wouldn't be over.
She'd grab that strap on immediately and be like, hey.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I'd be like, a whole new world.
It goes to that, what we just mentioned, which is, well, if a guy is bi, isn't he gay?
Right.
So wouldn't you have some reservations about what are you actually telling me?
If John told me, listen, I want you to know something about me that I've always held back. I'm bi. Doesn't change anything about me. I've always been this guy, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and we are secure in our marriage, then I would trust him and go on with that. But that is, I'm a person who's been married to this guy for 30 years. Would I be surprised? Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Anyway,
I would ask, do you need to explore
that's
this?
That's what I'm saying.
But
you
then
can't
he
help
would have
but
an
have
answer
the,
to that.
But
I mean,
you
that
can't
would be...
help but have that feeling, and you also can't help but feel like, and this is, look, the person says it, it would become your problem. Or in my case, it would become my problem.
Yeah.
But my problem might end up becoming your problem now.
Right.
Because now I'm
starting
to think.
Well, now you're in a relationship with someone who's got a problem with you.
Well, I'm starting to think, like, wait a minute. I don't know. I felt like we had really.
Where do I stand?
What does this mean?
I'd like to do a quick callback to the original email, which says, it's come to my attention recently that I'm bisexual. My whole life long, I just thought all women were a little bit attracted to other women. So this is a recent discovery of hers mm-hmm. while she's been married. So it's not
she's
like
she's really sort of figured this out about herself.
It's not like I've been this
knew
way
that
my
all
whole
along.
Life.
Right.
And,
right. Yeah.
Anyway, that's interesting. It's interesting. I do hope that we get to hear from this person again and hear how it goes.
And what her decision was.
And I don't, you know, I know that this person's calling disappointed and they're saying, you know, we don't know how to handle
every situation.
Look, I'm trying to think of it from how I would feel. And right. My encouragement towards, let's say, my wife, if she said I would say, don't you have to go pursue that?
And if she said, I don't, and I still feel exactly the same way about you, and I wasn't telling you this to change anything about our relationship. I was telling you this so that you'll know the real me. Wouldn't you then?
I would like to think that I could take that and it would end there.
Right.
I don't know that it would.
Well, How could it? You'd have a million conversations.
Everybody
about it.
Walks away from any conversation with things spinning in their head a little bit. Nothing.
We're
going
to revisit
there.
This. I'm going to definitely have. Okay, I get it. We have to go.
We have to go.
I'm just letting you know the time.
Yeah, we're having a. We're right. Really into this convo.
It's okay.
You just gave me this look, like.
Oof. All right. The end.
Oh, yeah. All right.